You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's not solid.
Yes, sir.
It's integratedly up and correlated into deeds and actions of frivolousness and positiveness.
Yes, sir.
So, but Allah died in the prison of naturality for our moment has given us eyes to see. But understand, Joshua is Joshua, and you can't take that away from him. And it told you when you read the Bible, it'll tell you that Joshua's robes or clothes had done got a little filthy.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, it's not solid no more.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Filthy doesn't mean that he's a dirty, low-down, no-good dog.
That's right, yes, sir.
This means that prophecy is being fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, he never did get clean until after he met the captain of the Lord of Hosts.
Yes, sir.
Who became the secret captain of Joshua, too.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
After he had met the God received word from the living Lord of Hosts again, which is about God in the presence of Master Wallace, Ibrahim, Muhammad, especially the most honorable Elijah, Muhammad, through the works of the Master J, the instantly driven Allah.
Yes, sir.
That's not true.
That's true, yes, sir.
And you got, we must always take under this consideration, all right, that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the name Master Wallace, Ibrahim, Muhammad is to whom praises is due forever.
Yes, sir.
Now in the world are you not going to utilize that name every opportunity that you get?
Yes, sir.
And utilize the name Allah, and every now and then use the name of Master Wallace Ibrahim. I'm going to say he was a great teacher. He was more than a great teacher. He is more than that right now. He is the leader and teacher, the most honorable of Allah God, the first Master Wallace Ibrahim. I'm going to the most honorable of Muhammad is our leader and teacher here in the hills of North America, all over the planet Earth, throughout the entire universe, and the great voice beyond.
Yes, sir.
And that stands throughout eternity.
Yes, sir. Okay, and also one other thing, sir, I wanted to bring up. I spoke with Brother Ansar Muhammad Sokal Arahin Kudus.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was saying that he got a phone call from Brother Ansar Muhammad.
So where?
Yes, sir. And he said that the brother wanted him to contact his attorney. He was letting me notice that he wanted him to contact his attorney to let his attorney know that he wants her to send him his transcript.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then he said that he's trying to get in contact with a sister by the name of Metra McChristie.
Yes, ma'am. That's the lady you said on 4th Street?
Yes, sir.
But there's no way that we can get in contact with her because we don't have that kind of opportunity, and she doesn't live in that area, and she's been moved so many years ago, it's pathetic.
Okay.
He moved right before he even moved.
Okay, yes,
before
sir.
Before he even got picked up.
Yes, sir. And then another brother, he gave me an address for this brother. His name is Ansar Muhammad Sokal Laval Keith.
Yes, ma'am.
He just was giving me the brother's address, letting me, you know, bringing me up on that. And
who was that? The Ansar Muhammad Sokal Arahin Kudus?
Yes, sir.
Well, see, that's when you're supposed to take, how come you didn't explain it to this way and that way for the brother to get in contact with us? We don't run around to get in contact with no brother. They're supposed to get in. If he contacted that brother, or that brother got that, is he supposed to be in a male gender? Suppose they checked it out.
Yes, sir. That's what I brought to the brother's attention, and I asked him, did he give them the post office box? And I also asked the brother, when he spoke with the brother and Ansar Muhammad Sokal Musa Weir, did he give the brother our number so that he would be able to call us? And he said that he didn't give him the number, that when he calls again, he'll give it to him.
Yeah, well, then you should get the address of where the Ansar Muhammad Musa Weir is, and you should write him to put security on top of security. But allow God, the President of Ansar Muhammad Musa Weir, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Muhammad, is allowing all that to happen to you to let you know about Brother Ansar Muhammad, what level of Brother Ansar Muhammad Arahin Kudus is right in the state of mind.
Yes, sir, and also then he made the statement, he said, well, then let the Master J know that he just give you the greeting for him and that he sure misses hearing your voice.
Yeah, well, if he missed hearing my voice, he would do a lot sharper than what he's doing.
Oh, yes, sir, and also another thing, in speaking with Ansar Sokal Jabari last night, I told him that be it the will of Allah, God, the person of Master Wallace D. Farr, Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Most Trojan to Master J, man, that we may call him if it was the will.
But yeah, but I'm not that far interested in that right
yes,
yet.
Sir.
The things that we have to bring up on. What about that phone call I wanted to make to the sister at the motel room?
Okay, yes, sir. His answer so called down is right here now.
Sir.
Down will bring it down to the sister at the motel room.
Yeah, right
sir.
Here, right here.
Room 29, please.
Yes, sir.
Well, you see, like I was saying, you can pay this tape back for 6 cents on Cardano, because when anybody calling anything like that jumps up, you're supposed to get really involved into that particular person, because of our God and the person of Master Bada Sifu Muhammad, the Master of Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, is delivering them to you for that particular thing. You're supposed to try to grab on to them. That's what a fisherman is. That's what a fishing person is. You fish the fish when it's brought to you, and you try to hook it up, and by you coming from the dead, by Allah, God, the Prince of Master Bada Sifu Muhammad, the Master of Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, raising you from the dead, you know that every moment is precious. Every moment is precious towards getting the fish out of the sea, into the net, into the hands, so that you can sort it out.
Yes, sir. Allah, God, the person of Master Wallace D. Fire Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit to Master J-Man, sir. When I was speaking with the sister last night on the phone, we carried the conversation. She said that she was sincere. She said that the brother had been giving her teachings. She was interested in the address and getting to the mosque, sir. She let me to know. Allah, God, the person of Master Wallace D. Fire Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit to Master J-Man, sir. I have it on tape. It came out of the sister's mouth. Her children started interviewing. And she said that she was very, very much nervous and agitated. She kept leaving the phone and she kept coming back. Allah, God, the person of Master Wasti Far Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J-Man, sir, had myself to carry on the conversation to the best of my ability and everything with the disturbance. And then the sister today, she said she had some running around to do, getting her things and whatnot, and that she would be home by 6 o'clock or before 6 o'clock because she wanted to get the information. Her children were disturbing her so much till she couldn't write it down good. And so I let the sister know the word is bond and bond is life, and that we would get back with the sister today, sir, to find out the rest about her and everything. The sister, so-called Lydia, I let her know that I was answering on Muhammad's so-called daughter. And she said, yes, ma'am. She recognized the name. And so then Allah, God, and person, Master Wasti Far Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me to bring up. I said, well, you are the same sister that was with the brother at the farm. And then at that, she said, oh, yes. And so she said, how did you find out? How do you know about it? And so I let her know that we were the wives, close associates of the Master J. And so then her attitude changed. And she said, oh, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And so then she said, this is out of her own mouth. She said, well, she wanted to know how we felt about it. And she said, she recognized my name, and she said, Master J, and she said, as the sister so-called Lorraine. So therefore, sir, she is, that appeared that she knows a little bit, and she just wanted to know how we felt. And all I got in person, Master Wallace, or what we thought, and all I got in person, Master Wallace, defied Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, to Master J, Master, to the best of my ability. It came out how the brother was sick. He was not in his right state of mind. And then as the children kept on disturbing the sister and everything, she herself said that she was getting nervous because her children were pulling and everything. And so then at that point, I went on speaking some more. I got in person, Master Wasdi Far Muhammad, allowed some more to come out. And then we got off the phone. But she said that...
Okay, well, listen to that. That means that she has some truly... pure-breed savage children.
Yes, sir. She said that she was sincere and she wanted
to... listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
That means also, too, if she's only a 19-year-old child, I don't know how old she is.
Yes, sir.
They're supposed to always try to find out what the chronological age of a person is.
Yes, sir.
If she's only 19 or something, or is just a young child, that means that she has really been into... for children surrounding you like that means you've really been into some extracurricular activities pretty heavy, your darn self.
Yes, sir.
Which means your nerves is pretty darn shattered. You're a 1,000-year-old nerve rattler.
Yes, sir.
With the devil European mentality.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're supposed to be able to, so that you would not only have lip service, you would have say. You know, just like it says, the brother said to me, say, you know, if you walk a road of wisdom and knowledge with your eyes open, you will see a lot, right?
Yes, sir.
But if you walk that road of wisdom and knowledge with your eyes open and your minds open, you will know and learn a lot.
Yes, sir.
So that's the way that we travel down the road.
Yes, sir.
So deeds and actions. So what you do is you want to observe the person up close. Well, you don't want to have to be doing a whole bunch of running around, but you could easily send somebody to pick them up, to bring them over, to let them have a meal at your house, which is something while you watch them up close and talk to them and see what their mentality is like, whether their connection to their so-called parents, have they broken the apron string of that yet, or do they run around with a whole bunch of meals, what group of people, the criteria of people that she ran around with if she was raised in Sacramento.
Allah God in person, Master Wasdu Fire, Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J Master. The sister said that she had to go to Richmond somewhere on San Pablo Avenue to get some of her things from a mail or something, to the degree as the phone was, I couldn't hear that well. And on the tape, it's like the voice is going in and out.
Okay, and another thing is that's why usually you observe them and you find out how much time they have to be able to stay at the motel room, because one thing about it, usually when they leave places like that, they usually have the man, you don't know if the man going to cut them loose and be coming around, botting them upside the head or anything.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're supposed to utilize your best, so therefore, too, when you bring up that, bring up this particular way, you, with a stern lashing, you let them know that we don't give our phone number out to everybody, and we don't want nobody to know where, per se, that we live.
Yes, sir.
So don't come here with nobody riding in no car or anything else, or you'll call before you come or anything, because if you just appear on the scene, we're going to just run you off back down the street.
Yes, sir.
It would be the same thing with Brother Anselm Al-Rahim Kaduce. You don't come here with nobody riding in the car. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I don't care what. You come here unannounced, you got to get the hell on away from here.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't work that way. Same way with Brother Anselm Al-Rahim Kaduce.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you haven't called and made an appointment to come there, then don't come sitting yourself up in front of the face. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hurry him up and usher him right on back out down the road. Try to keep him in the car and tell him you got to go. No, we're not receiving guests out here. It's through our studies or something.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the one thing I was telling you through the brother there, I was saying that mostly it could have been, because you don't never know, and we don't really know, that when Sister Anselm on the when Bernadette them called, you don't know, maybe that little girl there was down there partying with him.
Yes, sir.
Know that.
Yes, sir.
Bill, I got the person that's about to defraud my mother, and that's the most out of the night. My mother doesn't know is that.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They don't know how addicted into the form of drugs it is.
Yes, sir.
You know, so these are things that you got to know, but you make it your personal business to deliver them down there to the temple yourself.
Yes, sir. This is the only thing that Allah God and Person that we spoke on. Allah God and Person, Master Wasdu Fire, Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J Master, had a sister to bring out to the sister that it might be possible that we might be able to help her with getting to the mosque.
Yeah. I'll pray to Allah
God and
Person.
A call is coming in.
Huh?
A call.
A what? Okay.
The phone.
Yes.
Sajalahu. Court's at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that was your attorney. I had called him to be sure about what time court was tomorrow.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hey, what, he's still on the phone?
No, sir, he hung up.
Oh, all right.
You wanted to ask him something?
Yes, ma'am.
What was it? I could call right back.
Well, you can take the call, and I can
hear
on the phone, too, can't I?
Oh, yes, sir. Hold on.
Well, I got to tell you
what's up. Office, can I help you?
Yes, may I speak to Mr. Kometo, please?
Ask who's calling.
Answer Al Muhammad.
Thank you. Did he just try to call you?
I just spoke with him, but I wanted to...
He is on the phone. I want to talk to him.
Okay. Did you just got off the phone with him?
Yes.
Sir, let me finish talking to her. He's on another line. Do you want to hold?
Well, it's
I'm calling from up here.
Yes.
Up here in the jailhouse.
He's on another line. Do you want to hold?
I said I'm up in the jail now, so you know that that's a dead wagon.
You can't really hold on.
I'm up at the phones. I can't. I've got to take care of a couple calls, and I'll go back to his office. Just a minute.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Well, all praise is due to Allah God and the prison of Master Wallace, Israel, I'm going to express